Hey folks, this is Bobby. Today I want to talk about motivation. What is it? Why is it? Who has it? Who doesn't? And I want to talk about motivation as it pertains to fitness. The topic's not important because motivation is the same in any endeavor. Writing, creativity, music, knitting, study, it doesn't matter. But let's cut to the chase. Motivation is worthless. You can't depend on it. It's not there when you need it. And you can't want it and have it magically appear. You have to earn motivation. It's a byproduct of something much more powerful and useful. You're about to hate me. That thing is discipline. I know what you're saying. You may think you don't have that. Well, you're right. Nobody does. Discipline is a verb, it's not a noun. It's something you do. You don't have discipline because you don't do discipline. Or maybe you do, then you know what I mean. With discipline, you get progress. With progress, you get motivation. Then you're motivated toward more discipline. Or doing, over and over, until you're Jimi Hendrix or Mr. Universe or buying smaller jeans. So let's talk about that. Why is motivation so hard to count on? Let's look at that. I don't know anyone that's consistently motivated, do you? I've been very motivated, and it's a great feeling to have that as a driving force. But that's not generally how it goes. I have my workout on my scheduler. I know precisely what exercises I'm going to do, how many reps, how many miles, my times, everything. And I just go do it. That's how mine goes. If I waited to feel like it, I would still be 75 pounds heavier than I am now, or more, or maybe worse. I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, cholesterol, the works. I could be dead now. I'm 62 now, and I do things I couldn't do in my 20s. But I wasn't really motivated. I was disciplined. I was and am a fanatic. The dictionary says motivation is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving a particular way. But the description we're talking about is the general willingness or desire to do something. I don't know about you, but most times I feel more willing to eat a huge bowl of ice cream than do 100 lunges. Am I right? Okay, here's the definition of discipline. Discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior, using some sort of punishment to correct disobedience. That's kind of harsh, but it's the truth. No one is punishing us. This is self-discipline. And it's not punishment. It's just a matter of knowing that if I do XYZ, then XYZ happens. It's a guarantee. There's nothing to think about in this. If you follow certain rules, then certain things happen. It's tried and true, and I can promise you that if your goal is to lose fat and your pants start to fall off, or you see some abs, or you move from 12% body fat to 10% body fat, that feels good. You get motivated, but the motivation doesn't last long. Then discipline has to kick in again and again and again till you see some more progress. Don't get me wrong, I don't hate this process because I don't do anything I hate. I enjoy it. But that enjoyment is up to me. I and we decide what we like and don't like. That feeling comes from inside. So very soon after we begin to do something, the new wears off, and you either find a way to continue or you don't. If you don't, then you blame motivation. Surely that wasn't my fault. So I want to talk about how I developed self-discipline. First, let me explain something. I am not self-disciplined. I practice self-discipline in certain areas of my life. In others, I suck at it. If you don't believe me, just ask my wife. But I know I could develop self-discipline in those areas anytime I wanted to. That's completely up to me. But in every area that I've developed self-discipline, I have succeeded. Maybe to no great level, but to some positive and recognizable level. And where that goes is also up to me. I'm a professional musician. I make my living playing a bass guitar and singing. I didn't wake up with that. I practiced. I don't remember that part now, the learning part. But 50 years later, I still have to practice and learn. And it's still the same. I break the song down in pieces, learn those pieces, put the pieces together, and rehearse that until I perform it. Then I do that all over again. I'm a certified fitness trainer. That's also an ongoing learning process. I have to learn new things to help people meet their goals. We all do this. So how do we apply this to fitness? We practice fitness on a consistent basis with progressive overload accompanied with intensity. So let's break those three things down. I believe that consistency is the most important of these three things. And I think the order of these things changes depending on your stage in life. But to succeed, you need all three. When I made the decision to get back in a healthier state, I had just been diagnosed as fat and unhealthy. Blood sugar, blood pressure, overweight, etc. So I took my prescription to Walmart to pick up my 30-day supply of metformin. That's a medicine used to combat high blood sugar or diabetes. I looked around me at the other people in line, and they were in the same boat I was. Fat, out of shape, missing legs. I wasn't missing a leg yet, but I was headed that way. So I decided not to. Got my meds, bought a blood sugar tester, and left Walmart to change things. I decided that I wouldn't need to use that medicine to keep my blood sugar down after that 30-day supply. And I was lucky enough not to need to. I went home, put on my best sneakers, and walked 1 mile. Slowly, I might add. So I marked that down along with my time, probably a 20-21 minute pace. And I went out every day, 7 days a week, and brought that pace down, headed for a 15-minute pace. So I got consistent. I methodically got my weight down, and it came off fast. I achieved the 15-minute mile, then 2 miles, then three. My weight came off fast for a while. Then it stopped coming off. Not gaining it back, but not coming off either. I had reached homeostasis. This is where our bodies always want to be. And that's the thing about eating and training. Everything works for a while. So let's talk about progressive overload. By bringing my pace down, I had brought in the other two components. Progressive overload and intensity. I sped up my pace consistently, which in turn increased intensity, which required my body to compensate by making changes. No motivation, just science. If I do this thing happens. It's stupidly simple. So what is progressive overload? Simple. Gradually increasing the load as your body adjusts to the task you've given it. If I'm lifting weights and I can lift 100 pounds, three sets of 10 reps, I simply adjust the weight, sets, or reps until I accomplish that. How you do this is for you to study and decide. I know what works for me, and that's me. But what doesn't change is the discipline of that process. That is what makes it work. Progressive overload requires record keeping. Record keeping is, I believe, needed for anything you want to get better at. I like many forms of fitness practice, and I call it practice for a reason. All fitness for me is skill training, just like dancing, songwriting, painting, anything you want to get better at. Let's take pull-ups, for instance. When I started practicing pull-ups, I couldn't do one. Now I can do 14 or 15, and like I said, I'm in my 60s. But everything I did revolved around the meticulous practice and discipline of constant training, along with record keeping. I practiced dead hangs on the bar, increased my accumulated time. I did pull-up negatives and increased the number, recorded it, kept records of my recovery or rest time. I'm OCD and ADHD and use that to my benefit. Then, one day, I did a pull-up. That was extremely motivational, and I wanted to repeat that feeling. To repeat or increase that feeling required consistency, overload, and intensity. When I could methodically do 10 sets of one pull-up, I did 9 sets of one and 1 set of 2 every other day and kept adding them as I could. Some days were more and some days less, but over time my graph showed a regular increase. And this will continue. It works for anyone. So what about intensity? Intensity is different for everybody. It's up to you and what your body can handle. Watch power lifters, bodybuilders, gymnasts, professional cello players. Watch them practice. That's intense. Watch somebody in a rehab after a knee surgery or heart surgery. That's intense for them. I have no desire to train with the same intensity I did in my 20s in martial arts training. Now, my concern is keeping my body healthy and not injuring myself. I want to practice, get better, and not do something stupid and end that to heal from a back injury or blow a knee or have a heart attack. I know my body and pay attention to it. That's part of my training. I am in this for the long haul, and for me, that's not a lot longer. I'm practicing to be a better old guy. If you're in your 20s or 30s, by all means, throw up, tremble, whatever your body allows, but listen to your body. But the same rules apply, and you can get somewhere faster with increased intensity. In my 20s, the order may have been intensity, progressive overload, and consistency. But at my age, this is revised because I'm a wee bit more fragile than I used to be. But the bottom line is, I get a little better every day, and that's good. So let's wrap this up. The secret to anything is consistency. You can change things with consistency, progressive overload, and intensity, depending on your level, age, time, conditioning. You can reorder these three, but consistency at some level is crucial. The discipline required to get this done will lead to some level of motivation. But it doesn't matter if you're motivated or not. We have to put in the consistent time to advance. Compete with yourself by keeping meticulous records. Find what you can do with some level of enjoyment. If you truly hate what you're doing, don't stop. Find something new. To advance to a fitness level you see as possible requires you to be uncomfortable. You have to get out of breath. You have to get sore. You have to push yourself to some degree, slightly or extreme, while being keenly aware of your body and safely training without injury so you can do this consistently. There are no excuses. If you're out of shape or in great condition, we get there through consistency. If you don't like where you are, do something different consistently and it will change. This is a promise. Thanks for your time, and I hope this helps. Talk to you soon.